This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, our top story. Last year, a Chicago man was part of the first class of state prison inmates to earn college degrees from Northwestern University while behind bars. 7 months later, he died of an asthma attack. And today, his widow filed suit against the state, claiming prison workers did not do enough to prevent his death. WBBM Sarah Herrera tells us still no comment yet from the state.
51-year-old Michael Broadway was an inmate at the Stateville Correctional Center in June when temperatures inside his cell reportedly topped 100 degrees. Broadway recently earned a degree while incarcerated from Northwestern University.
Michael Broadway.
Where he gave a commencement speech apologizing to his mom.
I told you everything you ever wanted for me was to be the best version of myself. So I asked you, Mama, how did I do?
Broadway was serving a 75-year sentence for first-degree murder. A September autopsy on Broadway showed he died of asthma with cardiovascular disease with heat stress as a contributing factor. Attorney Tara Tolner.
Didn't call for an emergency. They didn't follow their training. They stood by. Some of them continued to perform their regular duties as they knew Michael was gasping for breath.
Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Homer Glenman has been ordered held behind bars and his wife ordered to appear in court in 2 weeks after the two were charged in the death of their two-year-old daughter. On November 6th, deputies responded to reports of a possible gas leak. They arrived at the home on West Thornapple Drive and found Trinity Balin Weir unresponsive. Her father, Edward Weir, was giving the child chest compressions at the time. The mother, Alexa Balin, was also present. The child was taken to the hospital where she died. Turns out there was no gas leak, but police say they found garbage, medical waste, and extensive evidence of drug use scattered throughout the home. Deputies also say they found about 9 grams of heroin, which they believe was within reaching distance of the baby and another child who lived in the home.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In Chicago, aldermen are meeting right now to discuss the fate of the $300 million property tax increase that Mayor Johnson has proposed as a way to close a projected budget shortfall of about $1 billion. Opponents to the tax plan called today's special meeting specifically to vote it down. And during public comment, resident Tyler Cruz said the mayor's budget priorities are misplaced.
The plan to fill the budget shortfall included raising taxes on property owners after numerous attempts in the past that have all been shut down by voters, and cutting spend for police reform. Neither of these initiatives will result in a stronger and safer Chicago.
Mayor Johnson has said he's open to suggestions for reducing the size of the property tax increase, but will not agree to layoffs. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore is covering the meeting. We're going to hear from him later this afternoon. 3:06 now, attorneys representing the family of a Northwest Indiana man who died after a dramatic encounter with police say a new coroner's report on the death changes nothing about their demand for answers. WBBM's Jim Goodis first reported on the autopsy results for Riker Earl yesterday. He's back here today at the Anchor Desk with an update, Jim.
And Lisa, Earl suffered a seizure at a home in DeMott on September 8th, and his grandmother called 911. Deputies from the Jasper County Sheriff's Office responded, and the sheriff said they had to handcuff and restrain Earl until paramedics could sedate him because he would not calm down. Earl's family claims he died because deputies used excessive force, even though he kept insisting he couldn't breathe. The Lake County coroner conducted an autopsy and said Earl's death was due to cardiovascular disease and there was no evidence of trauma to his body. Sue Ann Robinson is one of the attorneys representing Earl's family. Her reaction to the autopsy?
Shocked, extremely troubling, that the autopsy report doesn't even discuss what was happening when he passed away. It doesn't discuss the police officers, that he was being restrained by police officers, that the paramedics administered multiple shots of ketamine. None of that is addressed in the coroner's report, which is extremely disturbing.
Robinson says that's why the family's attorneys want the Lake County Coroner's Office to release all of the information it has on Earl's death so an independent forensic pathologist can review it. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago alderman is leading an effort to regulate and tax the sale of intoxicating hemp products being sold around the city.
Sixth Ward Alderman William Hall chairs the City Council's Subcommittee on Revenue, and with $1 billion shortfall facing the city, he's looking for new money and sees hemp as a possibility. Unregulated stores are selling products like Delta 8, a THC product derived from cannabis that gets people high. Hall wants a ban on sales to people under 21 years of age, and among other things, he wants the product taxed.
We have currently a black market in which millions upon millions are being made, but then millions and millions are at risk. And so what we want to do is level a standard that allows there to be safety for our young people or anyone. It's not just our young people, but we've seen that young people are beginning to get closer and closer to, you know, tragedy.
The recreational marijuana industry is heavily regulated, and the Cannabis Business Association of Illinois warns that Hall's measure could legitimize dangerous products that some want to ban. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A list of pro-Trump suburban businesses circulating on social media has led to threats against those businesses, as well as a lot of support. The list originated on the page of a private Facebook group called Fox Valley Activists, who describe themselves as impassioned progressives. There were 31 businesses on the list. One of them was Movable Feast in Wheaton, co-owned by Matthew Marquez. He says there's been more than 2,000 mean and hateful messages toward the businesses, including death threats and statements like, quote, "We know where our kids go to school."
Yeah, you know, I have pretty thick skin. I can handle it. But when you bring my family into it, I have four kids, and, you know, my wife was a little upset, obviously. It's turned into good. It's kind of backfiring. It's been actually a positive experience in the end.
His business has been great. The list has since been taken down. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670. The score is Mark Rohde.
I'll be here at 5:16 as well.
Thank goodness. I'm as well.
It's not all about the quarterback, believe it or not, when we talk Bears versus Packers. That's because Green Bay ranks third in rushing yards at about 154 per game, mostly because of a revitalized Josh Jacobs.
Very shifty. The burst is there. The confidence is there. I think the last couple of years, I think he was finding his way back, finding his footing, but now we're seeing the all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber player that we've seen from him previously.
Yeah, Jacobs is averaging at about 5 yards per carry so far this year. Bears defensive coordinator Eric Washington right there, also concerned with Green Bay's efficiency on first and second down. He stressed that several times during his presser today. The Blackhawks have a game tonight. They are at Seattle starting at 9 p.m. The Bulls are at Cleveland tomorrow. Thursday night football, Washington and Philadelphia. And also, we're just learning out here at Hallis Hall as well that the Bears have placed safety Jaquan Brisker on injured reserve. He has been out since week 5 when he suffered a concussion against Carolina. Returning to practice for the Bears today, among others, Montez Sweat was back in there as he works off what was an ankle injury. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670. The score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News Special Report sources tell us that President-elect Trump plans to nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Kennedy has been a controversial figure, often referred to as a vaccine denier, something he denied in this July interview.
I've never been anti-vaccine. I've said that for 20 years. That's a pejorative. That is applied to me in order to silence the legitimate criticism, the legitimate questions I have about vaccine safety and efficacy.
Kennedy also gave credence to the false claim of Haitians eating dogs and cats in Springfield, Illinois. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
He felt like it was appropriate for Trump to bring that up on a debate stage, an unfounded, untrue rumor that had spread from Twitter. So it kind of leans into some of those conspiracy theories and rumors that we see online he's willing to talk about.
Again, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., now Trump's selection for HHS Secretary. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We've got breaking news for you from City Hall, where aldermen have unanimously voted against Mayor Johnson's proposed $300 million property tax increase as a strategy for balancing next year's budget. Aldermen opposed to the increase called today's special city council meeting to vote it down. The mayor has said he's committed to negotiating elements of the budget. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore is at City Hall. We'll hear from him coming up this afternoon. Police investigating an incident in River North this morning where a woman was pistol whipped and a gun discharged inside a home.
It happened just after 5 a.m. on the 500 block of North State Street. There was a dispute over money between a man and a woman, according to police. They say the known male offender forced entry into a residence. There was a verbal altercation with a 21-year-old woman. Police say the man pulled a gun and hit the woman in the head with it. The gun discharged into the ceiling. Nobody was hit. The man took off. The woman was treated at Northwestern for a head injury. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.